кто хотели
слушать ваши лекции, но вот если сегодня задать вопрос, сколько много искушений для детей, для родителей, как сохранить семью, как сохранить веру? In God. You know, we very often try to decide on the issue of consequence without thinking about the reasons. In this case, we first of all have to decide what is the reason for all this, that we face the issue of how to preserve a family, and what actually destroyed it. A doctor would never cure a patient without finding out the reason of the disease. Maybe it's really impossible, so you got a rash on a face or on a skin. Is it an allergy? Of what? Until we get to know the reason of it, the reason for it, we never know the result. Now we talk about the preservation of family values. So by this, we pointedly talk about the point that the family values are being destroyed all the time. What's the reason? And I think this is the first question we need to ask. Since I'm not asked, I will not answer. And how to preserve? Well, tell me, please, how to preserve a family. So what? How to preserve a family? What's the influence of the society? The point is that we try to really, by administrative, legislative, some law or some outer moral words, sermons, like examples, try to do something to do a man out of something. But first of all, we have to understand that all people's actions are but the cause of his spiritual state. The words might be totally perfect, but they would be absolutely desultory until a spirit is able to perceive them. So the first task is to make our soul perceptive to what can preserve it in the state where it can preserve not only family values but other values. I would say cultural values, because the notion of culture encompasses the whole aspect of a human life. So I think that the process of the family destruction, as well as the destruction of many other values in our life, mean that a contemporary man takes the whole heed of just an outer biological aspect, facet of his existence. So he needs, the first, he needs money, and the second, what he needs is fun for this money. So the sense of life is lost, the sense of life without which a man stops being a man. So what is good for an animal is no good for a human being. So, and Christianity, which constantly says that a man, this is your bodily life. So it's like a sparkle which flies out of the pipe of eternity. And then you do not know what will happen after all. So, and a human being is getting too far from the thought, why do I live? What is the sense of what I do all the time? Who is left in the history really famous? And what are the rest? The rest remained unknown. So the loss of this issue, and I'm not talking just about the search for this issue, and the experience, and I'm talking about the Christian life, which shows what a human being can achieve, what beauty, what perfection, moral perfection, spiritual perfection can a human being achieve. By this, not only to achieve these states, but another stuff is that these people who undoubtedly have enough intelligence claimed with full resoluteness, giving their lives for this, that a man is destined to an eternal life, but not to this short moment in his bodily life. And this is the richness of life which can be opened for a man. It's like an exam. So the main reason is that we forgot about the fact that we are destined not to a sparkle which flew out from the pipe and faded away, but we are destined to an internal fire of the God's life. So the reason is fading away of everything. We cannot do anything with any laws, and I am sure that we will start making out laws which would aggravate these problems. And do you know that they implemented the notion of de facto civil marriage? This is the legal approval to what church claimed promiscuity. And so he, well, imagine that you painted a dog and you see a line on it, and he wrote down that it's a line, not a dog. Well, what a great dog it is. So what shall we do? What can we do? I like the thought of one of the most prominent men of the 19th century, Kareyevsky, who said that one moral victory in a man can do more than a thousand outer victories. I mean, war victories and other ones. A single spiritual victory in a man. So we need to take care of ourselves, of our spirits. And this is the character of life, and you know, even a man's words can create this good, beneficial soil, which can serve as a hold on a destructive process. Not all the families may believe in God, and even in the families which believe in God, a child has too much free time, and she can dispose of the time in different ways. So we speak about children many times, and we ask, what shall we do about children? And I always say, so what shall we do about ourselves? So this is an internal sin of self-excuse. So what shall we do about our children? So we are so good and they're so bad. This is the point. This is the problem. That's why this thought issued by Mr. Kareyevsky is a beacon of what we can do and what we must do. There. So we actually cannot rely on some law processes. We see that these events take us deeper into the ditch.